Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control. Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Mike Clemens sits down with Packers defensive back Tremont Williams, getting ready for Packers and Chiefs on Monday Night Football. Hey, Mike.
All right, thanks, guys. With Packers defensive back Tremont Williams. Last year at the end of the season, the Jets and the Packers, really nothing to play for, but a very competitive game that went into overtime. It was a really fun game to watch. I think Aaron Rodgers was having fun out there.
Right.
You know, and you guys prevailed, and Aaron said, boy, this is important, because some of these young guys like Marquez Valdes-Scantling, they need to know what the feeling is to go home victorious on that right. plane ride home. The next week, Aaron gets hurt. He goes down with a concussion against the Lions, 31-0 loss, and you came in here looking around like, we had like no energy today. And I know the situation. It was, you know, Joel Philbin was interim coach, but I was really concerned about quitting, you know, that this team quit. And yet, you know, coaching changed, 20 new coaches,
right.
four free agents, draft picks and all that. And there's been no quit seven games into this season. So tell me about that roller coaster and your feeling for this squad.
Feel great about this squad. Feel great about all the players that they've brought in so far. The players that they've brought in so far has been very impactful for us.
Did that letdown ever concern you?
I'm not going to say it concerned me, but at the time that it happened, it was tough, because obviously, like you said, I mean, we played the Jets the week before, had great energy. Like you said, it was a fun game. And, you know, that's the way we want to finish too, you know, with that same energy, having fun. Obviously, we wasn't playing for much, but the game of football has always been about fun. You know, as a kid, that's what we grew up as, the game being fun. So that's the one thing that you didn't want to lose. You don't want to lose the fun factor in playing football. And that right there was really more concerning than me, because, I mean, the Lions came out and gave us a good one, you know, shut us out. And I was like, dang, that didn't feel good going into the offseason. But I knew that we would bounce back. I wasn't too concerned about it. I didn't know what the moves would be in the offseason, or that we would make any moves at all. But I wasn't too concerned about it. I thought that we will come back in this year with a great Packer team. Whether it was the same players or not, I feel that we would get the job done. One thing I do know about the league, I've been here in the league for a while, that 1 year to another, the years they're never the same. You know, so as much as bad as we were that year, we could, just like now, you know, at this point right now, we're 6-1. And I don't know if anybody would have guessed that, but you know, we're here. It's a totally different year so far than it was last year. But it is still a long season. It's still a long season. We still have some tough competitors ahead of us. We still have to remain focused, and you know, hopefully we can finish the season the way we started it.
So now this year, you're still making big hits. Your defense, one of the best at creating turnovers with the picks. But then there's things like, you know, the second half in Dallas, and they put 20 points up or so.
Right.
Or like a Darren Waller, very talented tight end for the Raiders, you know, sort of running three for the secondary. How does your defense feel when that, you know, the ups and downs like that?
Well, we understand it. We understand that we have to be better. We understand that it keeps us focused to know that, and humble, really, more humble than anything, to know that no matter how good we start the season, man, like, you know, we still have things to work on. If we want to get to where we want to get to, we really have to clean up some of these things. So we come to work every week with a focus, with an energy still. to be better. And I think as long as we have that hunger to do that, the focus to do that, then we'll get those things cleaned up.
Tremont, your thoughts for Sunday night? Travis Kelce, one of the best in the business at tight end. Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill, speedy on the outside. And Matt Moore, an experienced quarterback mm-hmm. at backup.
It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge just like any other team. Just because Mahomes could possibly be down. Matt Moore has been capable of playing high-level quarterback for a while in this league. Even though he's been mostly career backup, he's kind of one of those guys to where they bring him in as a backup because they feel that he can be a starter. So we look at him as a starter. And, I mean, they have a lot of weapons on that field and a great coach behind them. So it's definitely going to be a challenge.
Packers defensive back Tremont Williams. Good luck Sunday night.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
That's Mike Clemens with Tremont Williams.